healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Cookie. Welcome back to Conscious Cookie Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe so you can always catch these vibes and turn that post one notification so that way you get notified every single time there's a pickety 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 post, child. Okay, we're doing some healing and dealing and working through some bullish. Okay, so we have our book here and we are going to do some topics out of the book here for the podcast. So today's topic is, why did solitude make you happy compared to being around people? So this is a great topic because I'm currently in that space now where I am in complete solitude and I feel more happy and more at peace than being surrounded by everyone I've ever known in my entire life. And at first, it wasn't easy at all. Like, at first, it definitely was an adjustment. I still have moments where I'm like, I'm having to get adjusted to, like, not really being cool with people and not really having the relationships that I once had with everybody. But I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sounds like a fair trade to me. Because the peace that I have, what is it? This is the peace that you cannot buy. I know it's like, girl, are we doing karaoke or a podcast? A little bit of both this episode. But literally, this is peace that you cannot buy. I have had so many deep, intimate conversations with the Lord and really have just been working on my faith and staying faithful even when faced with adversity and staying faithful through confusion and staying faithful through everything. Like, regardless of what's happening in my life, I've been learning how to stay faithful. And with that comes a great amount of peace because you know that the Lord did not bring you this far to leave you this far and that everything is going to work out for your best interest. Like, okay, really quick backstory. Even me being here in this apartment, I didn't want to be here as long as I was here. I wanted to leave within a few months. And literally, the Lord spoke to me. And it was as if he was sitting right next to me and speaking to me like a human speaking to a human. And it was just like so clear. It was so vivid. And literally he was like, don't move. And I was frustrated because I was like, I don't want to be surrounded by this person every day when I just got a moment of being away from this person. Like, what do you mean don't move? What do you mean stay put? And though I was frustrated and annoyed, I listened. I didn't make any impulsive moves. I didn't move. And as a reward for listening to the Lord, we started the podcast. Well, before that, we dropped the app. The bottomoutcookie.app. We started the podcast. We got monetized on YouTube. Okay, we were monetized on Instagram. Working on being monetized on TikTok. And I started rapping again. Had I moved when I wanted to move, I don't think any of those things would have happened. But me being faithful to the Lord allowed all that to happen. Now, how does all this tie back to the title? I was in solitude. I was far removed from everybody. Though I had a roommate who I did not get along with, I learned to ignore the I'm just trying to get on your nerves, I just want attention type of personalities. And I was in complete solitude away from everybody else. Like, I learned to, when a person is purposely trying to start an argument, I learned to just remove myself from it and not encounter that type of energy or behavior at all. And that solitude helped me connect with the Lord, because that's pretty much the only person I was really talking to and, like, having deep, intimate time with. And he allowed different people to be in my life at moments for me to be able to heal in certain ways. But the solitude allowed me to truly be at peace with myself. And though I don't care to have a relationship with these people, it allowed me a place of forgiving people for my own sanity and my own peace. So that way I could be happy. So that way I could take care of my children for us to be happy. And it definitely put me in a forgive, don't forget mindset. I haven't forgotten anything they've done, but I forgave those people a long time ago for my own well-being, which is what has allowed me to be so at peace and to be able to thrive while doing the podcast and everything else, and truly has allowed me to, like, propel forward during my healing. Like, I am years ahead into my healing, though it hasn't been years, because I allowed myself to find comfort in solitude and not comfort in leaning into people and in relationships. Like, I'm still human. There's still times where I'm like, you want to call somebody and vent and stuff like that. But, like, I've gained my confidence in the solitude, and that has brought me an immense amount of peace. So what I want to say to you is, when there is a season in your life where you can tell that God is removing you away from people, embrace it, because it's going to make sense in a moment, and it's going to help you strengthen your confidence. It's going to help you strengthen your faith. It's going to help you strengthen your happiness and your joy. It's going to help you strengthen your God-given talents, and it's going to help you figure out exactly what it is that you put on this earth to do, and be able to do that full throttle. And the only way to come about that is, it kind of goes back to the isolation is necessary video, which I'll link somewhere here, is the solitude. The isolation is necessary for you to gain that solitude. And in that solitude is where you can find your true joy. Because so many of us are constantly always looking for things to, like, make us happy, but it's only temporary fixes. The only way to truly have joy is to stop searching for happiness and to strengthen your faith and allow God to direct you and guide you, and that creates peace. And in that peace, you'll be able to do everything that your heart desires. So I really hope this video helped you in some way, shape, or form. Share it to somebody who you feel like it may help. And yeah, I will see y'all in the next episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. I love y'all. This is great. This is great. The podcast is great. I love y'all, and I will see y'all next time. With love, always, Cookie. I want to say goodnight, because it's a good night. It's nighttime, so goodnight, y'all.